Last month at the Emmy Awards, the CBS show Picket Fences surprised almost everyone by winning Best Dramatic Series, Best Actor, Tom Skerritt, and Best Actress, Kathy Baker. Tonight, during a break in the World Series action, Picket Fences begins its second season. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
Even though Picket Fences was the best new drama on TV last season, CBS almost didn't renew it. Ratings were low, and preempting or moving the show every few weeks sure didn't help. But the unexpected Emmy sweep against such quality competitors as I'll Fly Away and Northern Exposure gave Picket Fences a big shot in the arm. Now, to open its second season, Picket Fences starts off with a big shot in the head. The town's mayor, played by Michael Keenan, is attacked by a carjacker right outside City Hall. But the mayor has a gun in his briefcase and forces the bad guy to drop his weapon. So far, so good. But the unarmed carjacker, standing 5 feet away, pays no attention to the mayor's next command.
Lie down on the ground. You take the car, I walk away. I said lie down! You got me an attempted robbery, tops. I'm looking at 6 to 8. Chopped to 3 if I'm good.
Shut your mouth.
No, see, I think you want to hear this. See, if I do time, I gotta come looking for the guy responsible. It's who I am. That's right. You take a good long look at me. Don't I seem like the kind of psycho who might come back? I bet you got kids, too.
That's how writer-producer David E. Kelley sets up the second season opener, with a sort of shocker that hasn't been seen on TV since the good old days of St. Elsewhere. After all, the mayor was around all last season. But once he's killed one of his own citizens, he can't get away with murder. Or can he? If you watched Picket Fences a lot, you'll love seeing how the townspeople of Rome, Wisconsin react to the killing. But if you're new to the show, Picket Fences has built in the perfect way to get you indoctrinated quickly. The show brings in a new character, District Attorney Jonathan Littleton. He's played by Don Cheadle, and we get to watch as he meets the people of Rome one by one. As in this scene, when Defense Attorney Wambau, played by Five-ish Finkel, barges in on a meeting between the sheriff and the DA and starts right in on the new guy in town.
Off the record, let me provide you with a little free discovery. That is my gift to you as a welcome present.
I'm not looking for any gifts.
Take one anyway. What you're both thinking about is stupid. Do you know what kind of a witness Carter Pike is? A rumor necrophiliac who chases tornadoes? And Howard Buss? I can get continuances, drag this out, and by the time we get to trial, his Alzheimer's would have damaged his brain. He wouldn't be able to talk, much less have a memory.
Who is this man?
I'm Douglas Wambau, and I win my cases.
The DA plays the same role in Picket Fences that Dr. Fleischman played at the start of Northern Exposure, a stranger in a strange land thrown by the eccentricities of the locals. But the bonus for those of us who watched Picket Fences last year is that we already know the people of this town. As a result, we can enjoy his reactions to them, and vice versa, all the more. But the most enjoyable thing about Picket Fences is its complexity. Whatever your opinion on this particular murder case, Picket Fences will challenge it, shake it up, maybe even change it. You may be surprised, you may be saddened, but you won't be bored.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.